I had Genndy Tartakovsky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From, I've always liked Samurai Jack, and I loved his Clone Wars vignettes that he did. And I've always liked his work a lot. And I had met with him. We had lunch together just because I enjoyed his stuff, and I wanted to meet him. And he, I really dig his sense of humor and his sense of rhythm and the way that he acknowledges, you know, the same cinematic masters that I really love the work of, you know, like Kurosawa and Leone.
Yeah.
And he finds a way to pastiche it without ever undermining the stakes or the reality of the tension that's created in his action sequences.
Yeah.
Now, clearly, his stuff is a bit broad for live action film, but I love his rhythm and his attention to detail, and it has a real comic booky feel, but yet it feels cinematic and not gimmicky. And even his cartoons, you know, feel there's an elegance to them. And so in this process, as we're storyboarding and designing sequences, he and his team have come in, and I'm working with them, and they're working on collaborating with us on the project, and that's a new wrinkle, and it allows me, I feel like I'm really learning a lot from collaborating with this guy. And then he has the original Iron Man film to draw from, and he also has a pretty deep knowledge of Marvel.
Yeah.
So as he is transitioning into live action features, which I have no doubt in collaborating with him that he will.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, there's a transition that he's making that hopefully I could be helpful with. And at the same time, as I move from dialogue and character and story-driven filmmaking, I'm able to understand the way to approach action in an interesting and elegant way. So it's been a very, very fun collaboration so far.